Welcome back to Inside on Cap Radio. I'm your host, Vicky Gonzalez. Sacramento is full of homegrown talent, and we love celebrating the creativity and talent that enriches the capital city. Our next guest is no exception. Keith Lau Jensen is a writer, a comedian, and that pulls from perhaps the less savory moments of the human experience, which can be great ingredients for comedic material. And you can be part of Keith's upcoming comedy recording. It's taking place at Punchline in Sacramento on Saturday, June 4th. And we also have a twofer because Keith is also celebrating his brand new special, What I Was Arrested For, on May 30th. Welcome, Keith. Nice to see you again.
Hey, yeah, I'm doing too much.
Yeah. I know. So for those who are learning about you for the first time, let's kind of start from the beginning. When did this all begin for you, performing, writing, and comedy?
I guess about 25 years ago, I went over to Laughs Unlimited in Old Sacramento to check out their open mic night. Me and a friend kind of, you know, egged each other on, I'll do it if you do it. And went to the open mic night, and the next week I got up. And it's been an addiction ever since, you know.
What keeps you doing it? I mean, when you filled out our guest form, you wrote, why am I still doing this? I'm old. I should be resting.
Right. Yeah, it's, you know, you find that one thing that you're good at in life, and it makes all your other things quirks instead of failures. And yeah, and then you can take those failures and talk about them on stage. So it, you know, makes them usable. It redeems them. So I guess that's why I'm doing it, to make sure I'm worth something.
I imagine your life has changed a great deal in the 25 years that you've been doing this. When it comes to where you draw inspiration from, has that evolved over the years as well?
Yeah, or kind of come full circle. When I started out, I tried to be a storytelling comic. You know, I grew up watching Bill Cosby, and I wanted to go out and tell stories. And that was really hard. And then I became more of a, you know, one-liner or short jokes kind of comedian, and then worked my way back to being a storyteller. So it's neat where I'm at now, where I'm telling really long-form stories, where a whole special will be, you can break it into chunks, but it's really one narrative, you know.
I've seen some videos on your TikTok, and you have a daughter, correct?
Yes, does Max.
They can be the toughest critics sometimes. Does she think you're funny?
Oh, yeah. She heckles me something awful. Definitely the toughest critic. But she likes the social justice nods that I sneak into my material here and there. Like, that's her favorite thing. She always gives me big props for that. So
we're going to listen to a few of your bits. I found some on TikTok. The first one involves why you should have a lawyer, and I use that in quotation marks.
I've never had a lawyer. I've dealt with lawyers, but I've never had a lawyer. Like, oh, I'll call my lawyer. I have a friend named Brett who'll pretend he's my lawyer. We have a queue. When he answers the phone, if I go, Wilson, he knows to pretend he's my lawyer. He'll yell back, Jensen, and I'll be like, hey, I'm at Starbucks. They're trying to charge me for a coffee refill. He's like, they're what? Haven't they ever heard of Starbucks versus Monroe 1992? We're going to nail him to the wall, Jensen. He's always nailing people to the wall. I'll give you his number if you want a fake lawyer.
All right, is there a kernel of truth to this?
100%. And funny enough, Brett Wilson, the person who's my fake lawyer, is also the person I just mentioned that we told each other, I'll do it if you do it. And it took him another 10 years to try stand-up. You know, the deal was I would do it, then he would do it. And then 10 years later, he finally did it up in Portland. But yeah, that's completely true. And I really have done it in obnoxious places. Here's the tip. Coffee shops, if you start doing improv theater with your phone, will just give you the refill just to get rid of you.
Yeah, just so go along your way.
Use that. Yeah. Please stop.
How has comedy in Sacramento changed over, you know, the 25 years you've been doing it?
Many years ago, like 10 years ago, I think, I started a comedy night in Midtown at Luna's Cafe because
still
there was
around,
no
yeah.
comedy going on that I could walk to from my house, you know. Now there's so much, like right in Midtown. There's tons of open mic nights. Luna's is, of course, still going, but with someone else at the helm. So I feel like there's a lot more performance opportunities. And I feel like Sacramento gets respect. We used to get called Hackramento by people in the Bay Area. But now, I mean, Mikey Winfield is from here. Kyrie Shabazz is from here. J.R. DeGuzman is from here. These are all guys that are blowing up on the national scene. Keith Lowell Jensen is from here. So I feel like Johnny Taylor, I could go on and on. We've earned respect.
Yeah. Let's listen to another joke. This involves what you should put on your resume.
You lie on applications. You lie on resumes. You don't let someone else decide how far you're going in this world. You let your imagination be the only thing that decides how far you're going in this world. I loved filling out applications. The personal references were my favorite. Every person I would put down was a doctor, a lawyer, president of the United States, back when that still meant something, you know.
You know, I think a lot of people can relate to that. I go back to like my early resumes and it was more what I think I could do if you gave me the job.
You got to be creative. Yeah. Especially if you're applying for stuff in the arts, you know, being a radio host, show them you have an imagination.
Absolutely. You know, when I actually applied for this job,
you lied a lot, right?
Well, actually, yeah, I had enough experience at this point, thank goodness. But I actually did it on MP3. I didn't write anything down. So, because it's radio, right? So you be creative with it.
Oh, perfect.
And that stood out. When it comes to, you know, you just named off people who are just killing it in Sacramento. You know, what excites you and encourages you about this new or younger generation of comedians?
All the things that my generation is hating on them for. I love that they're embracing TikTok. I love that people are playing with virtual reality comedy. I love that they're doing Zoom comedy shows and making that work during the pandemic. I think that's delightful. And also where people are like, oh, comedy's dead. You know, you get canceled. No, it's not. And they're doing fine. And they're out there pushing the right boundaries and, punching up. And I think it's great. And I really love the younger comedians that are coming up. And there's a lot of great ones in our scene as well, which is why you should be out going to open mic nights and going to see the lesser known people and not just waiting for the headliners. Mm. Then you could say you saw them way back when.
Yeah, I know. And what a treat is that. Our last joke involves, I'm sorry, Metallica fans, but, you know, you'll get it at the end.
I didn't want to work with Tony. We started fighting right away. We fought over music. I wanted to listen to The Cure and Echo and the Bunnymen and the Smiths. Yeah. Tony wanted to listen to Metallica and some bands that sounded just like Metallica, but he swore they weren't Metallica, but I'm pretty sure he just played Metallica all the time, over and over again. Might have been the same song, for all I could tell, just on loop.
I have to say, I've been to a Metallica concert. I actually caught a pic. They're pretty good, but you're not a fan of heavy metal?
I'm a huge fan. I've come to love Metallica. I went to continuation school, and it was a real bonding thing. If you listen to the rest of that joke, me coming to appreciate Metallica is how Tony and I bonded. But that's now my favorite joke of mine because it got played on Sirius XM, and James Hetfield called me. And I'm not kidding. He reached out. His agent reached out to Mike Kaplan's agent, got my phone number, and I got to talk to James Hetfield about my Metallica bit.
Does it ever get old when you're crafting a joke and, you know, at home, you know, with silence, and then you actually deliver it in front of an audience and it lands? It actually sticks.
Does that get old?
Does it get old? Yeah.
No, that's like...
You've been doing this for a while.
Does dessert get old? I mean, that's life. That's... the most validating. I have
or is
memories.
The pause, does it give you some anxiety not knowing if they're going to laugh
totally,
or not?
Totally. And we've all got our little list of jokes that should have done better than they did. You're like, you know, cursing the audience. But I have memories of being out for a walk and I think of an idea and I'm making myself laugh and now I can't wait. Even if I didn't plan on going to an open mic night that night, I will because I have to get it out there and see what it can do. And then the process of sharpening it and making it hit a little harder each time as you make little adjustments to it. I mean, that's the real answer to your earlier mm-hmm. question of what keeps me going. That's just a wonderful addictive experience and such a great adrenaline rush.
Well, we're grateful you're keeping going, Keith. Thanks for the time.
Thank you.
Keith Lowell Jensen is a writer and comedian. You can be part of Keith's upcoming comedy recording. It is taking place at Punchline in Sacramento on Saturday, June 4th. It's also a twofer because Keith is also celebrating his new special, What I Was Arrested For, on May 30th. We have all of that information on our Insight page. That is it for Insight today. You can learn more about our guests at capradio.org/insight. You can also subscribe to the Insight podcast. If If you want to join the conversation, shoot us an email, insideatcapradio.org. Thank you to producers Nick Dobis and Victor Corral Martinez, with managing editor Aram Sarkissian. Our digital producer is Megan Minata. Inside's technical director is Mark Jones, and our engineer is Chris Feltz. Our show music is produced by Adrian Gilmore. I'm Vicki Gonzalez. Thanks for joining us. Have a great weekend.